Hey there, I'm Chris Ponick, Certified Public Accountant, Certified Coach, and host of the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast. And I want to welcome you to the 8th episode of a new series that I'm doing on this podcast. My intention is to drop one of these additional episodes every Monday while I continue to provide you with the regular Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast episodes, which will continue to help you take control of and understand your business finances with topics that ultimately impact your bottom line. I have many business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals who listen to this podcast, and I want to get more help out there for individuals like you when it comes to mastering your mindset. I'll be taking a few moments each week to touch on topics that many high-stress professionals are dealing with and provide solutions to help you increase your overall well-being. Because I know your time is valuable, just like the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast, my goal is to keep these episodes short and straight to the point, but full of useful information to help you succeed in not only your professional life, but your personal life as well. Setting a goal that you want to achieve that feels impossible is one thing, but being able to take the steps to achieve your impossible goal is what will ultimately allow you to stay on track and achieve it. So many people have big dreams and set impossible goals, but all too quickly fail and give up on something that could have not only been possible, but also a reality. So what is the key to setting those impossible goals and making sure that you're able to attain these goals? It's easier than you think. Let's dive in. Most of us set goals that we know we'll be able to accomplish. We often base these goals on what we've done in the past or what we know will be obtainable. When we do this, we don't leave much room for growth. We don't stretch ourselves. We don't dream big. And we more often than not continue to reach for small and obtainable goals. We don't look at working towards anything beyond what we think is our capacity. But what happens when we want to set an impossible goal? First, let's define what an impossible goal is. An impossible goal is a goal that you set that you feel is impossible. But when you really think it through, you know that there's a way that it could be possible. It's a bigger goal, a huge goal, that has your mind thinking that it's not possible to achieve in the present moment. But you're ready to do what it takes to make it possible in the future. When you take the steps to set an impossible goal, you instantly start expanding the way that you're thinking, and you can then start working towards achieving it. Just by believing that if something isn't possible right in this moment, that it could be or will be possible in the future. You can do this by starting to generate the vision and the excitement of reaching past your current capacity and past the idea of your goal being impossible. Thinking like this will help you expand your vision and allow you to start working towards different ways that you can reach your goal. When I'm working with my clients, many of them have set impossible goals to double their income. This is often in their business, but I also have quite a few professionals who want to double their income in their careers or from their employers as well. When they set these impossible goals to double their income, it seems like something that is unobtainable, but we get to work on what they need to do to achieve their impossible goal. We open up the possibilities, and I hold them accountable to follow through on their goal so that they don't give up, even when their lives get busy or they feel like their goal is no longer obtainable. So often when I'm working with my clients, they are just unsure about how to get started on their impossible goal. Part of the work I help my clients with is when they wonder what happens when you set your impossible goal for the future, but obviously you're living in the present moment. This is an area where I agree that, say in the example I mentioned earlier, you want to double your income. This isn't normally something that will happen overnight. It's no different than when I'm working with clients who want to lose weight. They set their impossible goal, and realistically, they aren't going to be able to lose all of their weight the next day or the day after that. And most likely, it won't happen in the next month or so. you need to make decisions about how you're going to take the next steps to reach your impossible goal. You have to find a way to get from where you currently are starting at to reaching your impossible goal. So, are you ready to see how you can start achieving your impossible goals? If you'd like to continue listening to the rest of this podcast, I invite you to sign up for my free private podcast, where I do a deeper dive into this topic on the Mastering Your Mindset Moments podcast for high-stress professionals. When you're busy working in a high-stress profession, it's often hard to accomplish what you truly want in your life. This private podcast offers solutions that you can immediately apply to your life so that you can not only achieve your goals, but increase your sense of purpose, satisfaction, and lead a more fulfilling and enjoyable life. You can sign up at financialadventure.com/private to hear about the solutions that I provide on this topic. I'll post links to this and other valuable resources for business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals where you're listening to this podcast.